today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Just reading what you've probably been hearing the last few days. Australian retailers are so concerned that stock will not arrive in time for Christmas, they are buying their own shipping containers, would you believe? Chartering their own vessels. Now, the ACCC, talked about this. We've got the Container Stevedoring Monitoring Report. And they find that the pandemic and delayed shipments have created extreme congestion across the global supply chain. It's everywhere, apparently. It's everywhere. And it's prohibitively expensive to get things delivered on these container ships. I don't know what's happened. We're about to find out anyway. Found here, there's a surge in demand for containerised cargo. It's leaving a number of Australian exporters struggling also to meet their contractual obligations. And I won't go through all that. There's pages and pages of it. I'm going to cut to the chase here. I've got a gentleman on the line called Jim Wilson. Jim is the Policy and Communication Manager of Shipping Australia. He'll have all the information we need to get a handle on this crisis. Hello, James.
Good morning, John, and good morning to your listeners.
Is this situation unprecedented?
Well, it's certainly not anything I've seen in 20-odd years in shipping. So it's been all brought about because of the pandemic. There's been a huge surge in trade as people like your listeners, you know, have been able to go out on holiday, you know, not able to go socialise with friends. So they've redirected their expenditure to buying stuff of all kinds. Many of that stuff has to be brought here to Australia. Yeah. Everyone's had a bit of retail therapy. And so what's happened, you know, the demand for containerised transport of ships, of goods on ships has gone through the roof. And inevitably, when you have a surge in demand, you know, it's always hard for supply to keep up. And basically, the ports haven't been able to keep up with the huge amount of demand. You know, the ships are there. The job of a ship is to deliver goods from A to B. Yeah. Ships are doing that job, and they're stuck outside ports. Ports must up their game.
What's wrong with the ports?
Well, there's a few problems, but I'll keep it short. Basically, they can't get the containers off the ship and into the country, and the shipping containers going the other way to other countries. They can't do it fast enough. When ships arrive, they're often kept waiting for days. The cost of keeping a ship waiting can be, you know, more than $100 a minute. So, you know, depending on the size of the ship, it can be, you know, $150,000 a day or more. Yeah. So it's very expensive. So the crane rates, the key metric is what we call a box moves per hour per crane. That's how fast a single crane can move boxes. The best ports in the world can do about 60. Yeah. And, you know, some even do even more than that. You know, that's kind of on rare occasions. Our ports are doing anywhere between 15 to 28. So in terms of our port management, our port operations, too slow. Mm. And when the ships come to the port, they're kept waiting for days. Sometimes they're also kept waiting at the berth. It's just not fast enough. Mm.
And things aren't being addressed, I'm presuming. Are there trade union issues involved here?
Oh, well, definitely. So in relation to the waterfront is plagued with industrial relations problems and has been for a long time. It seems we're in a constant industrial relations dispute. Now, your listeners may know that we have these things called EBA. So these are 3 or 4 year collective contracts, effectively. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the union delays and delays and delays. And then they finally strike a deal, but they've delayed striking a deal for so long. It's now time to negotiate the next EBA. We're about like 1 or 2 EBAs behind. Mm. So that gives the union the right, almost on a rolling basis, to keep taking industrial action. Mm. So, in November and October, we've had strikes every few days. Mm. So, you know, big issue in port congestion, port performance is, of course, poor industrial relations. Mm. It's been happening for years, and Shipping Australia has been calling for a resolution to this problem.
Do you know the other thing that just struck me, Jim? You talk about this demand here in Australia. People don't spend their money on overseas travel. What do? They buy a whole lot of things to make themselves feel good. They can put around the home or in the garden, whatever. They import things from overseas. But I'm thinking every country in the world's hooked up with this damn pandemic. So people in countries all over the world are demanding more goods to make them happy. And that puts a huge demand on shipping worldwide.
Well, it puts a huge demand, and I'm going to slightly disagree with you, John. It puts a huge demand on the supply chain, but it doesn't put a huge demand on ships. The shipping industry, the people who own and operate the ocean-going vessels, have never carried more cargo in history than they have done now. The shipping industry, the ocean shipping part of the supply chain, has done magnificently. The problem is when you get to the port. Mm. If you go to Los Angeles, Long Beach, there's something like 78, 80 to 100 vessels just parked. That proves that ships are carrying the goods, because if they weren't there, they wouldn't be stuck outside the port.
Yeah. Tell me about the cost of shipping, too. I read somewhere the other day people who own these boats, they've enjoyed a windfall, basically, because now they can charge basically what they want. Is that accurate?
No, that's not accurate. Okay. So there's a lot of nonsense and propaganda put about. So the people in Australia who rely on shipping are not happy that they have to pay a much higher freight rate than they did in the past. Mm. Now, what they're saying is they're making these crazy allegations of price gouging, which is unfounded and has no evidentiary basis at all. So I saw something by the farmers, you know, they're claiming, oh, the freight shipping is so high, it's price gouging. But just because prices have gone up doesn't not mean there is price gouging. I did a bit of research in the agricultural newspaper, and like the price of sheep oil has gone up, the price of canola has gone up, the price of agricultural produce oil has gone up. So are we saying that if prices go up, are we saying all these farmers are price gouging, including? Of course not. It's ridiculous. The fact of the matter is, prices in a free market like the shipping industry, or whether you're talking about, you know, canola or biofuel or freight rates, it's all set by supply and demand. When demand goes up, price goes up. That's just how it is in economics. In terms of the shipping costs, which are a slightly different thing, the current one-day cost for ships that currently call in Australia in Australian dollars, excluding fuel, is about $159,000 a day. $159,000 a day. Just to give you an idea what that was back in January, it was $52,000 a day. So it was $52,000 a day. It's now nearly $160,000 a day. So it's gone up by nearly three or four times. So even back in January, it wasn't cheap to operate a ship. So this is the cost to the ship owner and the ship operator. And now it's nearly $160,000. So you wonder why freight rates have gone up. This is another reason.
Exactly.
Marine fuel prices have gone through the roof. The cost of hiring ships, not every ship operator owns their vessel. So sometimes they go and hire the ship off the international market. They have to hire the ships. The cost of doing that, the ability to even hire a ship from the international market has evaporated because the shipping market sold out. You know, so we're now looking at buying more ships, and that's going to take about 2 or 3 years, so as of about half a year ago.
Yeah.
So we've still got about 2 years, maybe 1 year before this enormous wave of ships hit the water. So, look, you know, everything is under stress at the moment.
Yes.
But I have to say this, the ocean shipping part of the supply chain is delivering the goods. The problem is we can't get the containers off the ship and into the country fast enough, and that has to be squared directly to the port and port performance. Excellent. If they did better, this problem wouldn't be here.
There you go. Gee, this has been quite an education. Thank you, James.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
It's Jim Wilson, Policy Communication Manager, Shipping Australia. Obviously, the main message from everything you said is you've just got to learn to plan ahead, plan well ahead, given that mountain of information. Now, the time's on 22 to 11.